Representative Don Young held a forum with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes Wednesday in Juneau. The congressman fielded questions from tribe members on issues affecting Alaska Natives. Several audience members spoke in support of efforts to expand tribal self-governance. Sea Alaska board member Jackie Peta said inconsistencies in what laws apply to Alaska Natives are a problem.
We support using the ISTA, the Indian Self-Determination Act definition, because it doesn't exclude one group or another and certainly doesn't exclude Alaska.
The crowd recognized Young's previous work to expand Native self-governance, and he resolved to continue that effort. Harriet Brulett of the Chilkoot Indian Association brought up the issue of transportation funding. Right now, the federal government funds tribes based on road miles. This leaves a funding gap for Southeast Alaska tribal communities that rely on the ferry. Young was supportive of changing that.
I like the idea if the ferry system is included, why not?
Young was also asked about his feelings on the National Rifle Association in the wake of mass shootings around the country. Young is an NRA board member, and he said he doesn't think guns are the problem.
Is it the parents? Is it the phone? Is it the constant exposure to violence with no repercussions at all? I don't know. I can't solve it. But the gun itself, to me, the Second Amendment is still the most important amendment of all the amendments.
Audience members also brought up the issue of drugs in Native communities. Young described how drug addiction has affected his family. He shared an anecdote about his granddaughter, who's relapsed several times.
Within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, she falls back to those that she ran with before. And that just drives me crazy. The dealer is the one I want to eliminate. I can't do it legally, but that's the one I want to eliminate.
Young said that personal responsibility, as well as support services like halfway houses, have a role to play in keeping people clean.